فَيَا أَيُّهَا الْقَارِي بِهِ مُتَمَسِّكًا مُجِلًّا لَهُ فِي كُلِّ حَالٍ مُبَجِّلًا.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Great to have you with us in this Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi' and we continue the rules of Mad, and we reached up to the stage of Maddu Sila, and we have talked last episode about Maddu Sila Al-Sughra and similarly Maddu Sila Al-Kubra, and we have said that Maddu Sila Al-Sughra, that is Ha'u Dhamir, the Ha' of the pronoun masculine singular Al-Mufrad Al-Ghaib Al-Mudhakkar, that if it comes between two mutaharrik, which is Ha preceded by a mutaharrik letter fatha dhamma kasra and followed by mutaharrik that is fatha dhamma kasra, and it is not between the 2 seconds, then this madusila will be stretched and added 2 seconds, so such as lahu ma fi samawati. So we stretch it into 2 seconds. If it is a hamza after that ha'u dhamir, that the ha'u dhamir preceded we by fatha dhamma kasra and followed by a hamza, then in this case we take the same rule as al-mad al-munfasil. So if I'm reading Quran within that position of reciting the Quran, I applied al-mad al-munfasil 4 seconds or 4 haraka, then I apply the same thing similarly al-maddu sila al-kubra, which is the great mad sila. It is not small, not the small mad sila. So in this case I should do 4 seconds according to Imam al-Shatibi. If I do the mad al-munfasil 5 seconds or 5 haraka, then I should and I must apply the same rule in one position to Maddu Sila al-Kubra followed by the Hamza with 5 seconds. Now, let's move forward a little bit. There is something which is not a pronoun. It's called Maddu Sila al-Sughra. It is not a pronoun. It is not a singular. It is not a feminine. So it is a singular, sorry, but it is not a feminine. It is not a masculine, because Maddu Sila al-Sughra, it is reported as to be masculine singular. الضمير المفرد الغائب المذكر. So here it is هذه, and هذه is, it is a preposition for directing or pointing to someone. It's called اسم الإشارة. So he, هذه, he, the is متحرك, ها is ضمير, but it is not as ضمير similar to ضمير الغائب, but the ulama have added it and have it has the same rule as it has been reported in the Quran, like the Sila Sughra. So for example, هذه ناقة الله, هذه he, the he, it should take 2 seconds normally as Maddu Sila Sughra. If it is a Hamza, will be the same thing as Maddu Sila Al-Kubra. هذه أنعام الله, هذه, هذه, if it's همزة, then will be like مد السلة الكبرى. For the قاعدة and the ruling in تجويد for مد السلة الصغرى, there are two cases in the Quran and two positions in the Quran where مد السلة, it has the same ruling that it is preceded with متحرك followed by a متحرك, but we do not make the صلة in رواية حفص, because the رواية and the طريق and the reporting as الإمام حفص through عاصم رحمة الله عليه has reported exactly as it is, and we should not do the opposite way. So when it comes in this ayah in the Quran, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. So يَرْضَ, ضاد متحرك, and then followed by لكم, which is لام فتحة in Surah Az-Zumar, ayah number 7. So Imam Hafs read it with the قصر, which is ضم الهاء without any صلة. So it's called قصر الصلة الصغرى. So this is just technical word, قصر الصلة الصغرى. So when you read يرضاه لكم, you don't say يرضاه لكم, just say يرضاه لكم. And the other one, the ruling did not apply. So this one, the rule applied on it, so we should not do it. The other one, the rule does not apply to it, and we should stretch it as the riwayah and the tariq of Imam Hafs an Asim reported it. So there is an ayah in the Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا. So if you say فِيهِ, فِيهِ هَاءُ الضَّمِير preceded by يَا سَاكِن. So in this case, according to the rule what we have learned, we should not make any صِلَة, we should not stretch it, and followed by ميم متحرك مهانا. Then in this case, we should not do it according to the قاعدة and according to the ruling of تجويد. But the riwayah, the reporting from عاصم in these two cases in the Quran, one of them, which is this one, ويخلد فيه, we should stretch it according to the riwayah, and these the stretching would be 2 seconds. مد الصلة الصغرى. This ayah, it is in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 69. ويخلد فيه مهانا. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. Inshallah, leave a comment, and I will be putting the new episode for المد اللازم, and subscribe to the feed, and contact me through the form, and I will inshallah try to answer your questions if you have any queries. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
هنيئا مريئا والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلاء.